Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
There was a point where I was sweating so bad, I had a full-blown runny nose down my face and didn't even know about it. Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
What's happening? It's another episode, folks, of the Calm Down podcast. Wild card weekend has almost culminated. There's a Monday night game. We tape this on Monday afternoon. So we will await the winner of the Bucks-Cowboys game, which will then decide who your matchup is, sister.
I'm literally watching this video of Tom Brady walking into the stadium for his 20th playoff appearance. If I walked into a stadium this fresh and fabulous, I would just shoot myself. I'd be like, there's nothing else to live for.
I mean, if I had the cheekbones that he had, my goodness, who needs a contour when you got that? Sunglasses and all. It's a time. Look,
literally, they captured this on TV, and my husband was downstairs screaming, and I thought something was again wrong with our electrical or plumbing issue. And I'm like, what's wrong? And he goes, Tom, they got Tom walking on the field. And he goes, he looks great. Jesus. Okay. Not at a time like this.
Oh, man. It is that time, folks. It is playoffs. My girl here is a gamer. She is fresh off a flight, a 4 a.m. wake up call to get back from Minnesota, which is no easy feat. She had a hell of a game. Giants, Minnesota. We talked a tiny bit about it on the pregame, but in case you guys didn't get to hear your takeaway from that game, you were working the Giants sideline.
My first takeaway is Minnesota TSA at that airport is no joke. Arrive early, because that was like trying to figure out a Small World or Splash Mountain at Disneyland. I mean, there is no fast pass, even if you have clear. It was the line, much like Wally World, wrapped around the airport. You know, when you're on your way to the airport with a group of people and the first group calls you and you're like, what's wrong? Someone either died or something happened. And they're like, oh my God, the line for TSA is so bad. So a bunch of us went on a flight together, and then some of our crew went on a flight before. And as we're in the car, our phones started blowing up. It was either security, Rich Russo, whatever. And it was like, hello, hey, just letting you know, be prepared. The security line is like nothing I've ever seen. And it's like, I don't even know if I wiped the shit out of, don't even get me started. Minnesota, you're a great airport. I mean, you got to walk a lot when you're there.
Yeah, but a lot of walking.
Can we speed it up? Yeah. I don't need to go to G, which you think you're right there. And then we're an hour and a half away from our gate. Don't stop at the Starbucks, because you got a longer way to go.
Actually, you'll need to stop at the Starbucks, because you'll need the energy to get down. And those tram things, you know, the things that they think like you're walking faster on. I don't think we're walking faster. Now we're behind the people that are not, you know, smart enough to get into the slow lane. Yeah. And then we're the asshole being like, excuse me. And they look at you like,
excuse me.
You know, yeah. Yes. No, I don't think that those things are working. So anyways. No. All right. Well, that's
But the game was great.
The
game was quick. Quicker than TSA, I tell you. Am I going to be like blacklisted now? I'm not saying it was a horrible experience.
No.
I'm just saying, prepare,
by the way,
get to the airport
last
early.
Last time I checked, these airports asked for our feedback, okay? Drizzly is sending me 75 texts asking how the delivery service went. The airport needs to also ask. And the bathrooms also ask, how is the cleanliness? And match it with a facial expression, happy or sad. So there's a lot of opportunities for feedback here. So I just think it's an opportunity for Minnesota to get better. I still have not gotten better and got TSA pre-check yet. So I should just zip it. I know.
It wouldn't have helped you today.
That's true.
It wouldn't have helped you because that line was wrapped around MSP. You know what I mean? But the game was incredible. That stadium is so fabulous. I think you guys have to probably go there next year for Amazon, right?
Yeah.
It's a time. It's great.
Is. How would you describe like pregame when the skull chants are going and they're clapping?
Fun.
I mean, it's a little Gator-esque, go Gator chomp style.
Oh, yeah. And the lights are off and just.
Well, the lights are off on Minnesota season. I feel bad for them.
Ooh.
But at the same time, I'm telling you.
Justin
Jefferson, who we absolutely love. But it's going to be a long off season for Kirk Cousins. No. I don't care what your stat line looked like throughout the game. It's that final play. And you got 4th and 5. And you're throwing underneath. I don't know. I'm not an offensive coordinator. I'm not a quarterback in the NFL. But I'm letting that thing fucking go. I need 8 yards. I ain't going underneath. But back
I'm
to
looking
me.
For 1-8. But the defense wasn't great either. I mean, but I hear you.
Well, credit to the Giants, though.
G-Man!
We talked about
Brian Daboll.
You told me.
Kitty cat.
From the jump. Meow. What a great dude this guy was. And
just
we talked about it. Coaching matters. We hit, mm-hmm. Again, I keep referencing it because in case you listen to the pregame, which we appreciate, this will feel like it's repetitive, but it's worth mentioning if you haven't. Doug Peterson, the job that he's done in Jacksonville, Daboll. And by the way, I mean, there's a ton of coaches, even Kyle Shanahan. You're down to your third string quarterback, and granted, there's a ton of offensive firepower and your defense is great, but coaching, I'm really into the coaches this year. Yeah, into them.
Into it.
I think I'm also...
It's a new blood, new vibe.
Yeah.
You know what's great? Sorry to interrupt you. And they were talking about this. Our boys on Good Morning Football, Wink
Cuties.
Martindale, dream. With
him
Brian
and the Daboll hug.
Like, the boys were... Oh, mm-hmm. And like, I think Kyle and Peter were saying, like, forget the hot, good-looking coaches. Not that Dabes and Wink aren't good-looking.
Oh.
They are. But it's like, forget the whole McVay tree and all this. Like, look at these two guys. It's like they were built
Men.
For coaching in New York.
Yeah.
They're awesome. Great
so
guys.
Cute. Really cute. But playoffs are awesome. And you, like I mentioned, you will get the winner. You'll go to San Francisco or Santa Clara, I should say. And you'll get the winner of that Bucks-Dallas game. So that will be exciting. Lots of things.
You had a chance to sit down with Trent Williams and Deebo Samuel this week. Oh,
oh my God.
Please tell everyone how friggin' sick you were. Tell the story. Instagram versus reality.
Oh, yeah. Instagram reality was I was texting Aaron before I left and I was
baby girl.
So sick. The night before, I got kind of like nauseous. I was trying to be a good girlfriend and actually go on a date night and put on a dress and put on some makeup. But I'm sitting at dinner and all I want to do is get back home in my sweats. And I was like feeling nauseous and I don't eat steak a lot. I think we know why. I got nauseous. And then the next morning I was so tired, felt like I was going to throw up. It was like all I could do to get on that plane. And I was like, pull it together. I had the 3-hour window before the interview starts. So it's like, you get to go to the hotel and like regroup, whatever. I laid in that bed until the last minute, until I had to get up. And then I, TMI, what's new with me, threw up. And it was one of those things I had to. I made myself throw up. It was one of those, like, it was there. It had been there for 24 hours. And I was like, just fucking do it.
Oh.
And anyone that's had to make themselves throw up, this is not something we want to do in life. But I felt
no.
a million times better afterwards. But I was so flush and I felt terrible. But those two guys made it all better. And they probably were like, oh, this chick's fucking beat. But I
disagree.
I had such a good time sitting down with them. I loved their honesty. There was stuff that we couldn't put in the interview, and I won't say now because PR asked us not to. But you know those moments in an interview, and anyone that listens to this podcast that does broadcasting or has interviewed people, when you know you have something and you're like, yes, and then PR's like, yeah,
yes,
let's not
good.
Put that in the interview. And I was like, dang it. But they were awesome. I'm excited. That was a great game, too. Brock Purdy keeps it rolling. Such a great story.
Wow.
in the NFL for him and that whole team. So yeah, it was, I was bummed for the Seahawks, but it was a win for them to even, for, in my opinion, to even get, well, more than my opinion, to even get into the postseason and the year that Geno had. And that is a talented young group of cats. Those rookies, the Kenneth Walkers, the Tariq Woolens, like those dudes end up front for them, and they got all those draft picks. So win, 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 win. Anyways, I know that we talk more about football on this podcast during the playoffs because it's fucking awesome, but there's a lot of other things that I need to talk about right now. So our friend,
can I ask you first off how small you felt next to Trent Williams?
Oh my God, there's a reason.
So
that
small, right?
There's a
such a large man
that I went back to doing sports full time and not entertainment, because in entertainment, I feel like Sasquatch and I'm like, hey, come over here, all you little baby actors and actresses.
Oh yeah.
And so when I stand next to Trent Williams of the world or any of like a
Fred
defensive
Warner.
Lineman, anyway,
yep.
I'm like, I'm so tiny.
I'm so little. Feel like Jillian Gregory.
I'm like, yeah, so that's what they feel like. That is what those little munchkins of the world feel like all the time. They're so cute.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win and it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlin, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season 1, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season 1, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Paul Rudd, who I'm on this real... thing. A few things happened over the weekend.
Excuse me.
Yeah. And you and I, as we always do, we're talking about a bevy of things. And in the world that we live in, you can't say a lot of things anymore. You can't do a lot of things anymore because it offends everyone. You can't, you can't do anything. And so it's like, I'm now going to focus on, instead of being negative about these situations, I'm going to focus on people that are doing the right things in life and not making nothing out of something, right? Or making something out of nothing, as I should say. So I saw this story today, and or two stories today, and I pulled them off to the side. Paul Rudd, who we love, wonderful actor,
yeah,
all the things, huge Kansas City Chiefs fan. Paul Rudd sent an Ant-Man helmet to a 12-year-old boy whose classmates refused to sign his yearbook.
Aww.
Wrote him a note and said, "Dear Brody, it was great talking to you the other day. It's important to remember that even when life is tough, that things get better. There are so many people that love you and think you're the coolest kid there is, me being one of them. I can't wait to see all the amazing things you're going to accomplish." So this sweet Brody gets to go back to school and be like, fuck you to the, whoever it. These classmates are that didn't want to sign his yearbook. And I just think about that, like a 12-year-old little boy's life was completely changed in one moment because of the kindness of someone like Paul Rudd. And I know that, you know, people that are in a position of power or, you know, celebrities or whatever can't like do this all the time. But I just was like, there's a lot of shitty things that happen and people try to tear other people down. We don't have enough time for that. So I saw that and I was like, I'm going to focus on the things that are kind instead of negative, because that made me love Paul Rudd even more. And that's what I have to say.
He's
about
great.
That.
Very sweet. I love that. Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say you were texting with Paul Rudd and he wanted to be a guest on the show. Hey, Paul, that would make my day if you could do that.
No, but he was supposed to meet up at our dinner the other night with Peter Schrager and Sean Payton and I, but he got busy on set. Actors always busy on set. But I hope to one day that he can come on this podcast. I'm sure he's right behind Vince Vaughn in terms of the list and Jennifer Aniston in terms of the list of people that want to come on. So that's what I have to say about that. What do you have going on?
I don't really have much going on. I'm kind of on standby. Like you mentioned, I'm going to San Francisco this weekend, which is nice. 45-minute plane ride.
Love those.
We are awaiting the winner of Tampa, Dallas to see about a sit-down interview situation. And yeah, that's kind of it. It's like I have to go upstairs and unpack at some point because before I know it, the game's going to be here and I'm going to need to change out everything in that suitcase and all the boxes that I sent home. But other than that, nothing too much going on. We talked about my lack of being able to relax and sleep at night the past couple of days.
Yeah, what's going on with
you? I don't know. I've got some stuff, like obviously that I'm like trying to figure out and nothing like crazy or terminal, but I'm just like, you know, trying to like get some dates on the book. I know you and I want to go on a couple of vacays with our friends. And just also, do you feel this way too? Like once the season is over, there's so many things you want to get done. And it's almost like the anticipation of that is happening. And it's like, oh my God, I have so much stuff to get done. For
I already have August August planned. And this is what's annoying is that it's like, oh, like off season. And then I'm like, okay, but I want to do this and I want to do this. And you're already like planning ahead. But then I'm someone who likes to live in the moment. So I don't know. It's like, I think, oh, I have all these other things I have to do or I want to do. But then who knows? I mean, all I really care about is just going on a couple of vacations with our collective groups and like me and you and whatever. But I don't know. I'm in two minds about the planning ahead thing. You're much more of a planner than I am.
Well, I have to in some respect because of Jarrett's job, right? And everybody listening, you know, with their significant other and like their jobs and like when you can get away.
Yeah.
But like today I was saying, hey, the girls want to go away here. So what can we do about our trip and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I kind of have to be a little good with that with his because he can only do so much time, much like everybody else. So I have to say, other than that, I am very, very boring right now. Very boring. I did try this new thing on my face, this little ice roller thing I did when I got home. Don't think it worked, but my girl Lauren gave it to me. She said the Gen Zs and like the hot girl summer or the hot girl pack, like they're very into it. Like you put it in your freezer and then you take it out and you kind of roll it on your face. I know I'm very new to the party, but apparently the TikTok gals use it.
Oh.
And so I did it when I got home. It's supposed to help with inflation, redness, and also wrinkles. It didn't do the trick today, but I'm going to still keep trying. I'm very excited.
I had one of those that we got from Jai, who we get our facials from.
Yes.
And it's in the freezer and I use it on occasion. Here's what I do though. You know this about me.
Okay.
I buy all this shit and then I either A, forget I have the shit, or I don't use the stuff. And I am the queen of buying the stuff. And then I always go back to the basics. I am the person that has the 75 different cleansers in the shower. And then I go back to the one that's like $5 and I'm just using that one. Or I have all of the lotions and then I go get the coconut oil that is in the pantry that's also used for cooking. Not that I'm cooking ever, but I'm in there scraping coconut oil off when I have just spent how much money on the Augustine Bader serum.
I love that skin cream.
I know, but it's like, it's so expensive. And then as I'm checking out of Amazon, I'm like, I'm spending $300 on a oil that I just end up rubbing the coconut oil on. And it's like, what am I doing with all of this crap? Conversely, and let me tell you, so 5 seconds before this podcast, I got my ass up off the couch because I was being very lazy today, which I'm not really in the mood. I'm always in the mood to work out. I love working out. It's good.
Me
you
too.
You and I are the same. Psychologically, it's really good for us. I have not been in the mood. I cannot get motivated to work out. And here's
the
thing.
You need to switch it up.
I'm a gal who, when I work out a lot, like I'm more of an athletic build, like my muscles will get like big fast. I will fit better into clothes when I don't work out because my muscles get smaller. And then I'm like, I put something on and I'm like, ooh, this fits way better anyways when I don't work out. So then it feels like, well, why am I working? I'm working out. I eat more and the clothes are tighter. Now I'm not working out. I'm not eating as much because I'm not burning as many calories and the clothes fit better. But then I have no ass. Like the other day, like Steve went to like touch my ass. I was like, I don't have an ass. Like I need to like
You have an ass.
I need to do squats. I just am not motivated to work out right now. And I don't know where, I don't know. You're right. I got to switch it up. The only thing I've been into is the yoga classes that you went to the other day and you loved it. But like,
oh my God, that's a story in itself. So Carissa was telling a story on our last podcast, or maybe you didn't, maybe you just told it to me privately that you went to a hot yoga class. Mm-hmm. I have not been to a group workout class since the pandemic. And not because I, you know, was afraid or anything, like you just get
your
in a schedule.
It's crazy.
I have a ton of workout equipment here and it's hard. It was hard for me to kind of, somebody asked on our pregame show, which you guys should check out every Monday. We answer your questions. Feel free to submit them. We love them. But somebody asked us about taking time for ourselves. I always do with working out, but sometimes I just don't want to nail down an hour when to do it. I'll just figure it out in the day.
Got it.
So I had gotten in a bad habit of that. You mentioned a hot yoga class. I was like, you know what? I'm going to go. Carissa, I freaking died in this class. First of all, I got in there. I loved it. It was fabulous. Listening to another instructor play music. It's live. We're here. We're ready. I think I'm in shape. I think I'm good. I had to take about 7 knees during that class. I was so embarrassed of my form. There was a part where my arm started getting tingly that I was so hot. I broke a blood vessel in my face. Like,
I'm not
we
laughing
discussed
at that.
This.
I'm laughing at you. Yeah.
There was a point where I was sweating so bad. I had a full-blown runny nose down my face and didn't even know about it. I mean, oh my God. Here's me. I had nothing to talk about. Can we talk about yoga class etiquette? Because I know
listeners. This is a whole hour. I could talk about this.
Tom looks great, by the way. He looks great. Dak, you look great too. Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had 2 big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win and it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. we're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlin, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season 1, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season 1, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so I want to talk about yoga class etiquette. Listen, I get it. I get sometimes where you get there so late and you're like, shit, I hope I can get a spot. But let me tell you something. You know what I don't like is when I get there, I'm fully happy with my spot. Listen, I'm all about, okay, let's scoot over a little bit. But I don't like these people that are walking in 2 minutes before class, because you know what? Then they get the primo spots. I don't like that. That pisses me off. You know what? Also, that happened to me in this class. This gal walked right in.
Waltzed right in.
Oh, I don't have anywhere to go. So my instructor was like, can you move over? Sure, I'll move over. That's fine. But then this is the bee that's in the class that we are coughing all over the place. We probably shouldn't be in there because it sounds like we have a cold. Then we're leaving her towel on my weights. Don't put your like runny nose towel on my weights. I got my own runny nose. I don't need it on my weights. Then we are, you know, perfectly doing our hair when mine's like all in my eyes, in my runny nose. She, you know, when you have to like bring your knees to your chest, pull them to the side. Mm-hmm. She's like doing it the wrong way. So she's touching me. I'm like, bitch, I already moved my mat over. Do what the instructor says. We're not going on the left side. Go on the right side.
She's taking a lot of liberties here.
I don't like that. Bitch acted like it was a private class and it wasn't. Anywho.
But that it's such a great point though, where someone walks in late and I full admission, I've been the person too. And then it's like, you have to ask other people to move over. Now they're getting the prime position. And now you're blocked. So you're like, yeah. What was I doing here early? I went out of my way, made sure I was in this class on time. And now you're being rewarded with the front row spot. The front row spot.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I don't like
How about the girls though, and that are looking, this also happens at the gym. I am not the chick that puts fucking makeup on and goes to the gym.
No.
Like, no. But you know the ones that are there and then you see their phone set up and they're filming themselves because it's all for like the social media thing. And then they're in the weight. I'm like, are you putting the weights down? You're not putting the weights down. Or like, put them back in the right spot. Are you using those? I have no time for that. I'm like, I get into a workout class. I get it out. But like the looking in the mirror in the yoga class when you can tell they're just looking at themselves the whole time. I mean, what are we doing here? Ladies, get it together.
I can tell you why this bee was late to class. It was because she was fixing her fake eyelashes that I'm surprised just didn't fall off during that hot yoga class, and putting her blonde bun perfectly in her scrunchie in class because she walked in looking like $1 million. And I'm like,
the model.
If you had just done what I had done, like, and just
roll
shut
on
in
up.
Here.
Gives a
Again,
shit.
Get your runny nose towel off my weights. Disgusting.
So Steve's not a yoga guy, right? He doesn't go. But him and Matthew went to a yoga class, like a hot yoga class. And so Steve was like, these people are nuts. We're dedicating our class. Who are we dedicating this class to? Like, he went on this whole rant about
Intention. Set an intention. You want to know what mine was? Mine was patience. And then this bitch came in and made me move my mat. And then I lost my intention because of her. And that was intentional by her to show up late and take my spot.
We got to have Steve and Jared on a podcast one time because point counterpoint on half the shit we talk about and then their rebuttal on it would actually be quite comical because.
Oh, God. Jared used to love yoga.
I mean, it is great. It is. Yeah. I mean, men complain like no flexibility and then they won't go to a class. But anyways, I digress. Wait, what was I saying before that, though? Something. I don't know at this point.
Getting in shape. You don't have any.
I'm unmotivated on the workout thing. But I was saying about how I will buy all these products. So 5 seconds before. So I finally get my ass on the street, go for a quick run, take a shower. Hence why my hair is still wet. And I'm scraping the whatever, the eyeliner, the Anastasia thing that I put on my eyebrows to like fill them in.
I use that too.
Okay. This is me being so pathetic. I have had this for, I don't know, maybe 2 years.
A pencil?
No, it's the stuff like that's the wand and like it's the, like, yeah, think a mascara wand, but like.
Yeah.
It would take me 2 seconds to order a new one. 2 seconds.
I know.
But me.
I know.
I'm scraping the side. I'm scraping my face trying to like, you know, fill it in for 2 seconds. Do you know how you have those things that annoy yourself about you? That's something that annoys me. I will scratch my face. I will scrape the sides when I could just easily buy a new one. But I will buy 700 fucking pillows. I mean, I look around this garage where there's pillows everywhere. I went to the HD Buttercup the other day, came home with, I spent over $1,000 on new pillows. I mean, insane amount of money on new pillows. I don't need new pillows. I'm just buying pillows, but I'm scraping the stuff out of the makeup thing and I won't buy a new one. Like, what are we doing here?
I
need to stop doing things that annoy myself about me and like make a change. Michael Jackson, make a change.
Make a change. I caught myself the other day. I was like trying on clothes or trying out an outfit or something for the game. Hi.
You can get up there. You can get up
Isn't
there.
It so cute? Daisy does the same thing. She'll wait for the blanket to go on the couch and like the approval to get on the couch. Really cute.
It's your boss's boy.
Look at that baby. For those of you guys listening, Howie's on the couch behind Aaron and Daisy's back here. So sweet. Our pups are.
You can check out video of him and Daisy on YouTube. But so last week I was trying on clothes for our wild card game and I was like going into my bathroom to try something else on for our stylist, Alyssa Green. And I noticed what I'm disgusted about with myself. I make the weirdest noises. It's like a, like as I'm taking my pants off or like, there's always like a, like, you're gross. Like, why am I making so many noises? And I said that when I walked out, I was like, do you guys catch yourself like making weird noises when it's just yourself? Like, ew.
Really?
Not like, I don't like burping or tooting or things like that. No. I mean, like actual like noises coming out of my nose or noises coming out of my mouth or like weird breathing. Like, I just
But you know who does? And this is a pick on Steve moment. Steve was in a bad car accident, so he hurt his back. That's fine. Sorry for that. Like, obviously, but this is years ago. Like, go to the chiropractor, like, do certain things. Every time the guy gets up, he goes,
yes, things like that.
Everything off the couch, just walking down the stairs,
That's what I'm talking about. I'm walking up the stairs. I'm like, do I need to? Now it's just a habit. I'm really grossing myself out about that. Okay. Like, it's disgusting.
Yeah. I talk to myself all day long. I'm a talker to myself. Like, I spend a lot of the day alone, and especially like not traveling. So I'm like, so what should we do today? Do you want a coffee now or do you want a coffee later? I will say it out loud. And if anyone was like listening to my life, they'd be like, who are you talking to?
I've done that to you in Montana. I'm like, who are you talking to? I'm like, what's happening?
Actually, that's right. I was in the guest room, the green room. I love this, my favorite one. And I was just talking. I was like, da-da-da-da. And Aaron goes, are you okay from the kitchen? And I was like, yeah, why?
She goes, who are you talking to?
I do. I, you know, think about it. You go through life. Oh, which brings me to my last thing I wanted to say. I'm really into the kindness kick because I feel like sometimes I'm being too negative and I hate everyone right now. And so I'm trying to turn that frown upside down. this sweet actress, Cheryl Lee Ralph, she won a Critics' Choice Award for her role on Abbott Elementary. I loved what she said people don't have to like you. People don't have to love you. They don't even have to respect you. But when you look in the mirror, you better love what you see. You better love what you see. Now, I don't like myself all the time, but I think I like who I am most of the time. But it's like, who gives a fuck what other people think about you? Do you like who you are? And if you don't like who you are, then fix the things you don't like about yourself. So me, I'm going to buy the Anastasia eyebrow filler in her. I'm going to work on being more positive. And I'm going to take Instagram off my phone for at least 2 days a week, because I find myself scrolling and getting into other people's business that I don't give a shit about. Today, I found myself in a deep dive of Travis Scott's potential new girlfriend. I don't even care about Travis Scott's old girlfriend. Like, I literally... It's like,
I don't even know who Travis Scott is, but that's okay.
Literally, no, Kylie Jenner's ex-boyfriend or whatever. Yeah. And I'm like, all of a sudden, I'm on this other chick's page and I was like, oh, what's her deal? And I was like, I don't care. This is nuts. I am spending hours of my life like caring about, not caring, but just going, oh, I don't like that outfit. I don't know this. And I'm like, this is nuts. So I'm going to
disclosure, you haven't had this much time on your hands. Let's be honest. You've had barely enough time to wipe your nose. I mean, I don't yoga, but you know what I mean? So give yourself a break. You haven't had any time to veg. And that's also like mindless to do that, you know?
Yeah, but this is the problem. I've got more time on my hands and I'm lying on the couch. I'm not working out. And I'm on Travis Scott's new girlfriend's Instagram page going, huh, I kind of like that haircut. I don't like that. I don't care.
Who is she? By the way.
Well, she's this blonde, allegedly short blonde hair. She's Lake Como. She's in Aspen. She's all over the place. I mean,
how does she have the money or time? Influencer?
It's
or
anyone's
model?
Guess. I don't know. But my
He's
point
not
is,
with Kylie anymore?
I guess. Well, not according to my sources here on Instagram. And then I find myself screenshotting. Does anyone else do this? Please tell. The amount of screenshots that I have on my phone between all of my interior design stuff that I just constantly screenshotting. And then I screenshotted this from Tiana Jeremy, who I don't even know who this is. Never use online dating again. Last guy said he lived in a gated community. Prison. He meant prison. I screenshotted this. Why do I need
you
this?
You don't even online date.
I know.
What are you doing?
What am I doing? I'm just, I don't know. I got to delete this app off my phone for 2 days a week minimum, because I'm wasting a lot of time over here on shit I don't need to be bothered by. Although I really do like this tile from Amber Interiors, and I'm going to get to the bottom of where
Amber
she found
Interiors.
That.
That's a
oh,
good
I
one.
Love Amber Lewis. But yeah, it's like enough. I need to pick up a book. I need to read a book. I need to go back to my volunteering, and I need to get out of Travis Scott's love life, because I don't care.
Go you team. Said a mouthful there, sister. Mm-hmm. I keep going to my, I don't use the Twitter app. I use like, I guess, a third party app. And I keep trying to use it the last week and we're not allowed
app.
To use it because something like Elon Musk isn't allowing us. I just don't know where to get news on Twitter and I like getting it. And
wait,
so
why
now
are you
I've
not on Twitter?
No, I'm on Twitter, but I use a different app for Twitter, but it's not letting me use it. And even today I went to look up why it's not. And it said that it's a third-party app and for some reason Twitter's not allowing it. So I'm trying to use the real-life Twitter and I don't know how. I don't know how people use that thing.
I'm still having problems with the app. Voice notes. This is the thing I was saying to Aaron.
Enough is enough.
And by the way, I got a question. How many updates are we doing? Okay, I don't need to hear, have you done the update? I did an update 5 minutes ago. Now we got another update. Always with the updates.
I need to update my look.
I need to...
I can't say it out loud.
No, say it.
CeeDee Lamb looks fantastic. Lamb. I love the arrivals. I do.
Oh, it's the arrival
like,
shots.
Give
yeah.
me that over the Oscar red carpet any day. I'll take the arrivals of our guys going to games over the award shows.
Well,
this
I'll tell
is
you
my
what.
Red carpet.
I didn't know who half the people were on a red carpet when I was working a red carpet. I definitely don't know anymore. That's the thing where it's like when going... scrolling the aforementioned Instagram and like talking about the winner of this and that. I'm like, I don't know who any of these people are anymore. I need to.
You know what? You know who you do know? And it's so sad. And I don't know much about her life, but I was obviously reading this stuff. The Lisa Marie Presley stuff was sad.
I know.
How much does she look like her dad? Oh my God.
So when I was
spending
more time in Nashville and my parents came to visit, my dad was like, we're going to Graceland. I was like, why wouldn't we, Scott? get in the car. So we drove to Graceland and we did a tour, and it is
incredible.
Like, it is like you go back in time, and the only place they won't let you go is upstairs and like the private quarters where his bedroom was and everything. But going back and and seeing that, and then hearing, you know, that they do this guided tour, and on the grounds is where her son was buried, because, you know, he had committed suicide. Yeah. So he's buried there. Elvis is buried there, and some other members of the family. But like, just looking at that, like, this is on their, you know, their family property. And like, there's so much sadness like in that family. And like, I just, and let's talk about Priscilla. Think about all the things that she's seen in her life.
I know.
Like, you bury your husband, you've now buried your daughter. Like, that
your
is
grandkid.
Really grand. Yeah. Really, really sad. And just, yeah. But maybe a reminder that this is why I got to get off Instagram and into the streets. I got to start living, you know?
You were in the streets. You worked out today. I was proud of you.
I did a 5-second run because I felt like a loser. But anyways, I'm proud of you. The 4 a.m. wake up call. You're doing it, sister. I love you. I'm very proud of you. Keep it going. You look fresh as a daisy. We are going to sign off on this thing because we got ourselves a Monday Night Football game to watch. Can't wait for the outcome of that. Erin will know soon enough who she is going to be covering in the
Who's
going to
be on
round.
Our text chain for this game tonight? Is it just going to be me and you? Do you want to be on another text chain? I mean, I know we're going to have multiple text chains, but are we going to be on a text chain with anyone else during this game, or is it just you and I?
I don't see why not. Let's talk about it.
Okay.
Let's figure it out. Good times had by all. Speaking of conversing, you guys, thank you so much for submitting your questions. As Erin mentioned earlier, we love them. Always appreciated. And we will answer them on next week's pregame. Lots to talk about as we continue to narrow down who will be playing in Super Bowl 57. Can you believe it's 57? I'm 57.
I feel 57. I'd like to do a teaser for our next week's show.
Yeah, girl.
Powder room etiquette. Do you drop it like it's hot in there or no? I say no. We'll talk about that next week.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Calm Down with Erin and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.